This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, here's the second part, in a way, of Mitchell's story that we started with today about what the heck with this economy right now. Lots of really good signs, but still a high unemployment and a record number of job openings. We've done a lot of reporting on what businesses are going to have to do to get new workers, especially in restaurant and leisure. Better conditions is what they're looking for. Also, better pay. But once people are on payroll, it's not all sunshine and light. You know, you got to train a big pool of new employees, some of whom may have little or no experience, and you got to train them quickly and all at once, too. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked at how some companies are tackling this onslaught of onboarding.
It's the first day of orientation at the Conrad, a 5-star Hilton hotel in Lower Manhattan. All the hallmarks of welcome to your new job are here. Coffee and donuts at the back, PowerPoint presentation at the front. A group of 8 new hires is being quizzed on what-if scenarios.
Okay, gentlemen, group 1. So we have a guest. You encounter them in the hallway. They're upset. Their room hasn't been cleaned all day. How do we use our heart model to make it right for the guest?
First, we apologize to the guest. Heartfelt, sincerely.
Up to 75% of Hilton employees were furloughed during the pandemic. But since the beginning of the year, the company's hired 12,000 workers, mostly in food service and housekeeping. And they're still looking for more. All of them go through a 2-week training course like this one, even those returning from furlough, because hospitality has changed.
How's the traffic been?
A little stressful?
Yeah.
Well, when you consider now that 70% of our guests arrive in their car, we need to give them a little leeway and empathize with them.
Marlene Pointer is this hotel's general manager. She says when you lump together high customer expectations, constantly changing COVID cleaning protocols, and lots of new staff, service is inevitably going to suffer.
Things are a little bit slower because everybody's trying to get back into the groove. I think moving forward, the public will be less forgiving.
This is why Hilton is spending so much time on training. And of course, time is money. A survey from Training Magazine says it costs the company on average $1,200 to train each worker. And that doesn't even include everything an employer loses when an employee leaves, which is happening more often in this labor market. Dorothy Leonard is a professor at Harvard Business School and researches institutional knowledge.
It's often not documented, but is in the heads and sometimes the hands of people who have worked in that business for decades.
An example of this is, say, a bartender who knows a regular customer so well they plunk down their drink of choice before they even order.
That kind of knowledge, much of which is tacit, it's not written down, it's not documented, is difficult to capture and transfer to new hires.
For experienced employees, work becomes intuitive. So intuitive that they're often not able to articulate how or why they do something the way they do. It's why she says new workers need to work hand in hand with experienced employees. That's difficult now in industries where businesses are practically starting their workforce from scratch. Geraldine Maldonado oversees management of 7 Chipotles in New York City. She says the company is combating the knowledge shortage with something they call certified training restaurants.
That means that everyone in that restaurant is trained to be able to, you know, train other people.
Every new hire is paired with a certified training employee, which is pretty crazy if you think about it, because right now Chipotle is hiring 20,000 workers.
You know, it is a little bit overwhelming, but I that is where we can go back and fall back on the tools that we have here.
Like videos on how to make guacamole.
So at Chipotle, we don't want it too mashed up. We like a little bit of chunks, right? So it's like a mixture, 50-50 mixture of creamy and chunks.
And the how-to videos and workshops don't stop after employees are hired. Back at the Conrad Hotel, Marlene Pointer says the pandemic has made workers more worried about job progression.
They were so concerned that their careers would stall and that they've lost 18 months.
Hilton recently started a 3-month training program that teaches employees business skills like marketing and revenue. Because in a tight labor market, companies can't afford to watch all that hard-earned institutional knowledge get scooped up by someone else. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.